A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Psachim Chaf Beis, Psachim 22a, pagination page 43, but we will begin from the facing page, Chaf Aleph Amud Beis 21b, pagination 42, about 20 lines from the top at the end of a line. There's a two dots, and then Omar Chizkiya. Omar Chizkiya, Chizkiya said, Minayin lechametz bePesach. How do we know that chametz on Pesach she'aser bahana'a is forbidden in benefit? Not only is it forbidden for eating, it's also forbidden for benefit. Shene'emar, as the pasuk says, lo ye'achel chametz. Chametz should not even bring to eating. It's not just lo yochal, you shouldn't eat it. It's lo ye'achel. It shouldn't bring to eating. As the Gemara explains, lo yehebo heter achila, it shouldn't bring to anything of eating in a permissible way. On the contrary, it's forbidden to benefit from chametz. What does it mean, lo ye'achel, exactly? It shouldn't bring to eating. So we have a concept in the laws of Nedarim that if a person vows, that if a person makes a neder, a vow, that he won't benefit from somebody, or that he won't benefit by way of food from somebody, those two vows are virtually the same. Whether he vows that he won't benefit or he vows that he won't have food benefit, the two vows are virtually the same, because any benefit that has financial gain could end up being used to purchase food. Once the benefit translates into a financial gain, there's virtually no difference between the two types of benefit. The Mishnah in Nedarim, Lamed Beis Amed Beis 32b, identifies that there is no difference between the two types of vows, except for Derisas HaRegel, the right to pass through, because it's not something that's typically paid for, and Kelim She'enem Osim Bo Ochel Nefesh, and borrowing vessels that are not food-oriented. If they're food-oriented, so he had benefit of food. But if they're not food-oriented, so then the benefit is not typically paid for. And if it's not typically paid for, then it doesn't translate into a food benefit. But what you do see is that any time there's any benefit, it ends up bringing to food benefit, provided that that benefit was a financial gain. So going back to our Gemara, lo ye'ochel chametz, you shouldn't have a relationship with chametz which brings to eating, brings to a food benefit. Even beyond physically eating this chametz, it shouldn't generate any financial gain. So that's the memra of Chizkiya, that not only is chametz forbidden in eating, it's also forbidden in hana'ah, in benefit. Let's move on to today's daf, Chaf Beis Amud Aleph, 22a, counting up from the bottom about 15 lines, at the end of a line, Vaharei Dam. And what the Gemara wants to do here, citing numerous examples, is to identify whether any time that we have a prohibition in eating, it automatically translates into a prohibition against benefit, or are the two laws mutually exclusive, and just because it has a prohibition of eating does not mean it would have a prohibition of benefit. The Gemara here cites an amazing example regarding blood. Just to overview it, blood is forbidden in eating, but as we'll see here from the Mishnah, it is clear that blood is permitted in benefit. In fact, it was consciously used as fertilizer. Vahare dam. What about blood? Drachmana oma, the Torah says, kol nefesh mikem lo sochal dam. Every person from you should not eat blood. Utanan, and we learned in the Mishnah in Yuma, elu v'elun misarvim ba'amo. The bloods from the Beis HaMikdash would mix in the stream, v'yotzim l'nachal Kidron, and they would go out of the Beis HaMikdash in the flow in this stream. It was a blood-heavy water. V'nimkorim liganonin b'zevel, and the gardeners would pay for that water as fertilizer. It was very rich. Umo'alinbo, and if they did not pay, they would be in violation of benefiting from the Beis HaMikdash without proper payment. What you see here clearly, besides the sophistication of the case, that the blood was flowing out in the water and the gardeners had to pay for it, but what you clearly see is that they were allowed to benefit from blood. And the Gemara answers, shiny dam, it could be that blood is different. The iskish lamayim, because blood is compared to water, dechsiv lo sochlenu, ala oretz tishbechenu kamayim, although you should not eat it, but you should pour it on the floor like water. Mamayim mutarim, afdam mutar. Just like water is permitted in benefit, so blood is also permitted in benefit, even though it's prohibited in eating. So the Gemara is saying that we could deflect it. It doesn't necessarily mean that eating and benefit are linked. But on the other hand, maybe they're normally linked, just that over here, there's a special pasuk to exclude and allow benefit from blood. If you'll turn the page with me to Amud Beis of today's daf, we have another case which appears to indicate that the critical factor is not that it's forbidden in eating and that a prohibition of eating automatically translates into prohibition against benefit, but rather it's only because it says the word lo ye'achel, it should not bring to eating, that indicates that financial benefit is also prohibited. Take a look at the Gemara about a third of the way down, probably 25 lines from the top. The first word on the line is bo, and then we begin. V'areshor haniskol, an ox that gets stoned because it killed a person. Drachmona Omar, the Torah says regarding such an ox, lo ye'achel es besoro, its flesh should not be eaten, but with this fancy word that it shouldn't bring to eating. Utanya, and we learned, mimashma shenema sokol yisokol hashor, once we know that it's supposed to be stoned, eini yodeya shehi nevela unevela asura ba'achila. It's already a carcass, and a carcass can't be eaten. It wasn't shecht properly. It was stoned. Matam aloma lo ye'achel magid l'cha akosuv. It's coming to tell you shemshachto la'achag shanigmar dino osur, that if someone would have gone ahead and shecht it instead of stoning it, even though it's theoretically kosher meat, it's prohibited based on this pasuk that there's a prohibition. Ein li ela ba'achila. I only know that there's a prohibition of eating bahanoa minayin. How do I know there's a prohibition even on benefit? Tamid lomar balashar noki. The owner of the ox is free. And we explain that to mean free of his possession, that there's no benefit allowed. Asks the Gemara, why don't you automatically understand that there's a prohibition of benefit simply because the word ye'achel was used? And the Gemara says, you're right. Ye'achel already indicates that you're not allowed to benefit from the flesh. And Bal Hashar Naki, the owner of the ox, is free, does not come for the purpose of prohibiting the flesh. That's already prohibited from the word lo ye'ochel. It comes to prohibit benefit even from the hide of the animal. And that's what Balashar Naki comes to tell you. The extra prohibition is for the hide. Lo ye'ochel automatically tells you not only can't you eat the flesh if they would have shecht the animal, but you're not allowed to even have benefit from the flesh. Interestingly, just as an aside, there are those who use Baal HaShar Naki here in the Gemara for other purposes, to teach us the law of a shar that was a tam, that was a tame animal, instead of the case of a muad and what its rule would be, because normally it only pays half damages, so it has different rule. And the source for the hide being prohibited is the word es in this pasuk. Lo ye'ochel es bisaro, you should not eat its flesh. And that word es, according to one approach, is extra and teaches you the hide. In any case, the source to tell us that chametz is prohibited in benefit is lo ye'ochel. It should not bring to eating, and that is indeed similar to the way it's handled by Shor HaNiskal, by the ox that is stoned and is also prohibited in benefit. Yeshakoach, have a great day.